80 years ago, as Jewish refugees fled Nazi rule in Europe, one of the few places that allowed them to enter was Shanghai, China. It's a lesser-known part of World War II history and one that captured the attention of Nashville composer Wu Fei, who wrote a piece about the lost possibilities of this community. 91 Classical's Colleen Phelps has the story.
When composer Wu Fei came across a documentary called Shanghai Ghetto, she wasn't sure what the title referred to.
And I said, what is that? And it looked from a wartime. And I brought it home and I watched it and I cried like a baby the whole time.
The film told the story of the estimated 20,000 Jewish refugees who lived in Shanghai under Japanese occupation during World War II. This sat in the back of her mind for a decade. Fei herself is a Chinese immigrant married to a Jewish man. And then, while she watched the current refugee crisis unfold, an opportunity to write for chamber music ensemble Chatterbird led her to compose Hello Gold Mountain.
In Chinese, San Francisco is Old Gold Mountain. 旧金山. Old Gold Mountain.
In Hello Gold Mountain, Wu Fei combines her own guzheng, a traditional Chinese instrument, with the oud, an Israeli stringed instrument similar to the lute, played by Silk Road Ensemble's Shanir Ezra Blumenkrantz, plus Chatterbird's mixed classical instrumentation. The soundscape created is emblematic of the story itself. Traditional instruments from Chinese and Jewish cultures blend with the sound of the Second Viennese School, the cultural so-called high art that the refugees had left behind.
The height of, you know, Schoenberg, Weibenberg, and they were all doing this most, you know, envelope pushing, leading Western classical music was happening in Vienna, in Germany, and at that time.
These capitals, particularly Vienna, of Western civilization and art, in music and the like, and to migrate to a community that was as foreign to them as night could be today.
That's Rabbi Mark Shifton. The piece holds a deep personal significance for him. His parents were among those who fled to Shanghai.
The Shanghai Jewish community was a sustaining force in our family's survival of the darkness that fell on Europe.
The Shanghai ghetto was liberated from Japanese occupation in 1945, at which point many refugees left China for Israel and San Francisco, which is why Fei describes her piece as a requiem, not for an individual, but for the lost possibilities of this community and missed opportunities for connection.
Both the Jewish culture and the Chinese culture historically were known for, you know, being very, very innovative and from appreciating the old to build new things on top of it, and very also, you know, math-oriented people. And, you know, there could be, who knows, endless of possibilities, not just the music.
When Rabbi Shifton heard a preview of the piece, he described it as both touching and prescient to the international situation today.
No one leaves their homeland by choice. They leave it by and large because what they fear there is even more fearful and dangerous to them than making the journey to the unknown.
While the work can serve as a commentary on the kind of immigration issues faced today, it also holds a model for the potential harmony of coming together. For Nashville Public Radio's 91 Classical, I'm Colleen Phelps.
Wu Wufei and members of the group Chatterbird came into our studio this week to give a preview of Hello Gold Mountain. You can hear that live performance at 91classical.org.